The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What makes us Americans is our shared commitment to an ideal. That all of us are created equal. And all of us have the chance to make of our lives what we will. If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. Are we a nation that tolerates the hypocrisy of a system where workers who pick our fruit and make our beds never have a chance to get right with the law? Or are we a nation that gives them a chance to make amends, take responsibility, and give their kids a better future?
All right, the president speaks, and it has to do with immigration, primetime TV. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know you're not surprised by this. Certainly, we've talked about this for the past couple of months, and we've talked about immigration and the woes that we go through in this country since the entire time that I've done America Tonight. But well before that, it's been really 3 decades of wrestling with this. There was even a law on the book, as you know, laws on the books, as you know, since the Reagan days. So here you go. Two different points of view. The Republicans are furious and are figuring out what they can do, including they've got a lawsuit brewing against the president. Will they win? Will they be able to get the best of Obama? Or is it the same old, same old? Do we go through the 2 years and then somebody new comes into the White House? And by the way, a new president could reverse what's happened here. One of the interesting things is when Obama is saying people can come out of the shadows, they certainly can. But if they come out of the shadows, they have to pay back taxes, back taxes. So are they going to come forward some and say, well, yes, I've been in this country 10 years and here's how much I was making? I don't know. You know, I always thought that that was the one thing that was not going to happen. Either way, there are millions of people who now will not have to worry about the strong arm of the law, if there ever was such a thing. The president said several times it wasn't about the felons. They will still go after felons. It's about the families and taking care of the families. There are some specifics attached to this. Most of them, in fact, all of them we have already hashed out here. And what will the Republicans do is a key piece of this. Are they going to block future appointments by the press? Are they going to try to hold up the budget and force a shutdown as of now? Those questions hang in the balance, and trust me, they are being discussed on the Hill. In the meantime, and we'll talk about that obviously throughout this hour, in the meantime, Florida State was rocked by a gunman going into the library on Thursday morning, surprising hundreds of people who were there studying for exams. Police identified the gunman as Myron May, a 2005 graduate of FSU. He had some ramblings written in a diary and kind of a manifesto, and still the questions hang in the balance as to why, and how did this happen. The governor of Florida, Rick Scott, had this to say.
Just like any tragedy, the ultimate question of why will never have an answer that satisfies those whose loved ones have been injured or killed.
And that's so true. And he was killed because it only took 3 to 5 minutes for the police, the officers from Florida State and Tallahassee Police Department to respond So bravo to them for getting there as quickly as they could. Not that others don't hustle to scenes, but it was great that they were immediately alerted and they were able to get there. You have one person in the hospital, somebody else who was shot in the leg in good condition, and a third that was grazed by a bullet, treated and released, thank goodness. And thank goodness this wasn't much worse, because it certainly looked as though it could be. The school canceled all classes and exams, of course, on Thursday because of the shooting, offered counseling sessions to people who couldn't believe it. I mean, can you believe it? You know, you think of this from a parent's point of view, but even from a student's point of view, your mind is focused on, ugh, I just got through this semester, I've got to pass this class, I've got to get a good grade on the exam, and you're buried in a book with a bunch of people studying whatever, and then all of a sudden, boom, shots. They jumped up, pushed over bookshelves, and huddled together and tried to block out the shooter. And guess what? It worked. It worked. And people yelled. People ran up the library steps. It's three floors and screamed, there's a gunman, there's a gunman. And so the good news is that there were some quick responding people, and that probably saved lots and lots of lives. And it's very, very sad that these are the kind of things that we're talking about twice on the air this week. Once in Jerusalem, and there were Americans there, American rabbis. In the synagogue, a different situation to Palestinian men, but still crazy, disrupting services. And here, somebody who went nuts at his old school and decided to try to take some people out or wound them or whatever he was trying to do. And luckily, people thought quickly, acted quickly, and this could have been a much worse situation, without a doubt. Speaking of worse, in Ferguson, you know, they're gearing up for what people are expecting, a giant riot. A grand jury is getting closer to announcing their decision whether or not they're going to charge the white police officer, Darren Wilson, who fatally shot Michael Brown, the black teenager, and they're in the final stages of dealing with this, supposedly, and handicapping what's going on with the grand jury. So there is word that Darren Wilson might resign, feeling the pressure of maybe not being able to see it through, seeing the emotion that is running so high, and the kind of things that have had to be put in place because of this, where you have St. Louis police and National Guard, they're going to surround courthouses and the police department, and they're going to be inside. Schools are going to be dismissed immediately as soon as word comes that the word from the grand jury is in. Boom, school is out if it's during the school. So it's stunning what they're gearing up for, frankly, in Ferguson and also in other areas of the country. So Officer Wilson is negotiating, supposedly, his resignation, seeing probably all of what's going on around him. It seems unlikely that the grand jury would charge Officer Darren Wilson, but you never know. I don't have the ultimate crystal ball, which is the seat in that room. We certainly, I think, will know within the next couple of days. Could happen over the weekend, could happen on Friday during the day at some point. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, believe it or not, we're going lighter. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. One of the things we do, too, is I say lighten the load, because all of us, I believe, can relate to this. You know, you have a litany of things that happen during your day, and sometimes dumb things happen, silly things happen, and all you can do is laugh. And hopefully you do laugh when something ridiculous happens. So our dumb things I shouldn't have done segment is really starting to create some buzz, and that's good. If you've done something dumb, you want to fess up to it, you just feel like telling us about it, send it to me at americatonight.net. On that note, here is dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb, 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 dumb. I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them, do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh, no.
Shut up! Run away! Run away!
Run away! Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, yeah, we got some dumb ones. This one from Alex, who says, Kate, I've got a really bad one for you. I mean, so here's the deal. I knew my shower head was loose, and I kept thinking, I'll fix it, I'll fix it, I'll fix it, I'll fix it, I'll fix it. My poor mother came to visit us, and lo and behold, she was in the shower, and it all fell apart on her. And it was my fault, dang it, because I knew it was loose, I knew it was supposed to fix it. I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited. And I guess that is a dumb thing / procrastination. Yeah, that counts as a dumb thing because you knew it and you didn't fix it. And then look what happened. Mama suffered as a result. Yeah, that's no fun. Okay, this one from the Alpha Male. I love that, Alpha Male. Alpha Male says, oh, Kate, my darling, where do I begin? It seems I have a little crisis of confidence lately. I am usually pretty good at fixing things, but not so much lately. My latest adventure has to do with trying to fix the drain. I probably should have just called a plumber. I would have saved an unbelievable amount of money. Instead, I ended up taking everything apart. And this is a sink thing, by the way. Trying to figure out if I could clear it. I thought it was clogged. I pulled it apart. The motor was connected because my garbage disposal. And I could go on and on about this. Bottom line is I couldn't get the disposal back on. Seems I chipped a piece of it. I really made a mess of things. And it ended up costing me $300 anyway by the time I had a plumber come out. And I really think that I probably caused even more damage. So maybe there is something to calling the professionals. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Since the advent of HGTV and all the shows, the Fix-It shows and showing you how you can just tear up these walls and just remodel and it's going to look incredible just like this show and it's going to up the value of your house. I think that a lot of people, the whole do-it-yourself thing, craze especially, was big, and I think it still is big. That's why Lowe's and, you've got Home Depot, and people are trying to fix things themselves, and then, unfortunately, what happens is you skip kind of half the directions, and there's those little things that you don't know that you're supposed to do, and then, oh, yeah, you find them out afterwards. So, Alpha Male, you are not alone. This one from Jacob, who says, Kate, you crack me up. I like your show, and I love this whole dumb things deal. My dumbest thing is, and I'll cop to it since I'm in my 20s, I have an iPhone, and I have two girlfriends, or I had two girlfriends, now I have one, because after I got off the phone with one, I accidentally left her on, if you understand what I'm saying, and didn't realize she was still on and made another call. She could hear that I was talking to somebody else, and it became a nightmare as it all unraveled for me. Needless to say, I lost somebody that I really, really liked who had a fit over playing her for a fool, as she said. Now, I'm not married. I made no commitments, but I guess she thought she was the only one. I'm sure there are other people that can relate to that. But because of technology, even though I'm pretty good with it, every once in a while you get bit with the touch screen. You know, it's funny that you said that about the touch screen because earlier Nathan was talking about that. The whole touch screen versus, because I was saying the flip phones were back and they were in style and people were getting flip phones. And there is a difference. And I used to do that with my iPhone. You know, they called it butt dialing. So I wouldn't realize. I thought I hung up and I'd have somebody I'd be talking, I'd be doing whatever I was doing, and the person, whoever was dialed up, could hear what was happening. And a couple of times people texted me to let me know, you've got your phone on or whatever. And in the beginning, it really happened a handful of times to me. So I was always really careful about making sure the phone was off. Speaking of people not knowing you're there, here's one from Max who says, this is a bad, dumb thing, Kate, and it's something that everybody should watch out for. I have a group of guys that I go to lunch with. And I was talking about somebody in the office and said some kind of derogatory things. Let's put it that way. That's what it says in my employee file now. And when I sent it out, I sent it to the whole company, not just my friends. So unfortunately, yeah, it was there for everyone to see. It was not a good moment for me. Ooh, that would be rough. Where you send something out? Send it out to the wrong person because, you know, if you hit a certain thing on the, if you hit your email and then all the names pop up and, yeah, you got to be careful about that. Although I think that would happen less to people now than it used to, but apparently not. If you're hurrying, how many times do you do an email where you're kind of in a rush and then you don't pay attention? Who are the recipients of it? So there's two technology breakdowns. All right, here's our last one, and this one is from Jessup. And Jessup says, "Hi, Kate Delaney, and hi, America Tonight. I, unfortunately, have a sad, dumb thing. Well, sad for me because my wife was not happy with me. I took a bike ride with my wife, and in fact, we take bike rides once or twice a week. We're both in pretty good shape. We're in our 30s, which I guess I didn't have to tell you my age, but we feel relaxed when we ride, and I'm faster than she is, and I have more gears on my bike. And we were on a new trail, and we were both unfamiliar with it. I was way ahead of her. I didn't realize I had my headphones on and my helmet, and she was trailing me on the trail, and I lost her. Needless to say, she was really lost, and it took me a long time to try to retrace my steps, so to speak, on my bike to find her. I finally did, but it was near dark. She was furious. I don't use my headphones anymore, let's put it that way. All right, dumb things, all very, very nice. If you've done something dumb, send it to me, americatonight.net.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Still have a lot of questions that are unanswered.
That's the governor from Florida, Rick Scott. Unanswered questions, and oh yeah, there are a lot of them in the wake of this Florida state shooting. I've talked about my family a lot here on the show, and they live in Florida, and many of them are, I have three people in my family that are FSU grads, which is neither here nor there, except for that we're heavy into Florida State and Tallahassee. And immediately when this happened, I was emailed and put on alert that this is what's going on. And, the good news is, thank goodness, the cops acted so quickly. The officers from Florida State and the Tallahassee police, you know, hats off. You can't always get there as quickly as you would like, but they were there within 3 to 5 minutes of the first reports of gunfire. This library on the campus was jammed with students, 300 to 400, because they were studying for exams. They were getting ready for, you know, these upcoming weeks of exams that start in December. And the kids in the library thought pretty quickly. They shoved over bookcases and tried to set up barriers instantaneously as soon as they heard the gun go off. The gunman is Myron May. He graduated from FSU in 2005. And the question becomes exactly that. What was it that drove him to this? They found some ramblings, some writings of his that clearly he was troubled, but why there, what happened, you know, any other conclusions that could be drawn have not been yet at this point. The entire campus is pretty much empty right now, but everything's going to be opened back up on Friday. And I'll tell you, it had to be pretty frightening for all those people that happened to be there at that time. And the good news is, you know, you had one person who was grazed by a bullet. Now, you do have someone that's in the hospital, but nobody has died because of the shooting other than the guy with the gun himself, Myron May. But otherwise, nobody else was killed. You did have somebody who was shot in the leg. They're in good condition. There is one person in critical condition, and they're still in critical condition to the best that I know. They won't give me the best information I had just in calling the hospital and getting up-to-date info is that he's still listed in critical condition, and that's what we know at this point. But just how awful is this? And there were students that were notified right away, and the campus immediately jumped on this, which is terrific news. Because of what happened, I think, many years ago, when we're talking about what happened in Virginia, this started campuses being aware of tweeting things out to students and getting people to respond by not showing up on campus, by not opening that door to the library at the wrong time. And so bravo to all the people who acted the way they did, because in those panicky moments when you're shocked and that happens, and it goes to what I said just the other day, how churches and synagogues and places of prayer and schools, places that should be just sanctuaries, instead we're seeing this kind of stuff. Crazy. Let's go to Randy in Texas. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Very good, Kate. I love your show.
Well, thanks for the call.
I've been listening to alternative radio and TV for 10 years now, and I've been in McAllen now for 3. I'm from Austin, and I have to rely on, it's the only source I have of reality is the alternative radio. It's very important that I have access, and most of the shows are delayed down here. But every topic you've touched tonight, I've got something to say about. But one thing that you mentioned about that shooting, that you saw a movie the night before that was kind of coincidental to it.
Yes.
Okay. On the Gabrielle Giffords shooting, there was a movie the night before on HBO called Virtuosity, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And I'm an actor too, and I'm watching it. I had to turn it off because it was really disturbing. And I mean, I the next day, Gabrielle Giffords, the guy at the Safeway, shot the Safeway up.
And, I remember.
It felt a little bit like a trigger. You know, these guys, everybody operates on the assumption that human behavior is not possible to manipulate from remotely. And I see they probably have it down to a science that they can show these things and generate something either precisely where they want it or anywhere in the country. But I also notice your choices of music and everything that I really believe that poetry, comedy, music, and film, if they let those things get out of hand, that they can break the trance that everybody's under. You know, I mean, this trance that they want to keep us under. And so that's why they're preoccupied with comics and actors and music. But I want to share this, and I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time, but it pertains to all that, and it's pretty much to alternative radio. It's a piece I wrote, and it's going to be published next year. It's good. We're going to need each other before it's all through. We're going to need each other before it's all through. It just is what it is for me and you. Now, I always did things all on my own, proud of accomplishments earned all alone. Now the tides and the seasons have certainly changed, and the new world's order has been rearranged. The strong are now weak, and the weak weaker still, and the cup runneth over, much harder to fill. The emperor's walking around wearing no clothes. They're telling us, sorry, that's just how it goes. While they're beating our plowshares into their swords, our little girls get shot at in grocery stores. Now, fighting each other can't be what we do, because we'll be needing each other before it's all through. I'm no longer living my life in the past, and you can't throw stones in a house made of glass. The emperor tells us the money's all gone, but don't worry, kids, we'll take out a loan. Please give us your best, and we'll send them to war. Don't worry yourselves about what it's all for. The emperor's leaving. He's taking his clothes. He says, sorry, my friends, that's just how it goes. The king says the problems are not what they seem. It's time to wake up from your American dream. But we're going to need each other before it's all through, because the forces against us are not me and you. The Wizard of Oz on the yellow brick road says, don't worry yourselves, just do what you're told. We'll print some more money, we'll buy some more food while we keep on telling you what you should do. I'm getting real tired, heard this all before. I'm starting to worry about what is in store. And reality is getting much harder to see. I thought I got that from the man on TV. But I can tell that the news isn't news anymore, when the only news left is the football team score. These words fell out on my paper today, and you asked me, so what are you trying to say? When you ask me, okay, then what should we do? We're going to need each other before it's all through.
Wow. That is fantastic. The peanut gallery likes it. Wow. That is, yeah, woohoo. Well said. I love it. It spoke to me. And the way that you read it, the way that you felt it, I think came through in radio. And Randy, that's just terrific. And unfortunately, that's exactly how so many of us feel, that we're in this situation where, wow, we have got to stand up and be heard.
I have been able to videotape families crossing the Rio Grande while I was dove hunting last year down here on the river. And I was hunting with a bunch of doctors, and these people were coming from Mexico into what sounded like a war on the other side, on our side of the river. I will say they went home. The whole family of kids and little girls came up, mothers and daughters and children. They all went home with those doctors that day in their SUVs. Every one of those doctors' families had come across the same way.
Wow.
And there were helicopters buzzing us and Border Patrol running around asking us what was going on. And the next day I videotaped some guys getting an inner tube and crossing, and have it up on my YouTube site as Mexican refugees how to cross the Rio Grande in an inner tube. But I'm down here and hundreds of thousands coming across, and you don't see one extra person on the street in McAllen. These people are taken immediately and sent everywhere. I've taken photos of the Homeland Security buses the first week they were doing it, and they took the decals off a couple of weeks later, and I've got photos of the buses with no decals, but with like chain link between the driver and the passengers, and bars on the windows, and heavily armed guards. And they wait till after dark to come get them at the McAllen bus station. Mm. And you do not, they get them so out of here so fast that it's amazing. But
yeah, you don't even see it.
Anyway.
Wow. Randy, thanks for all of that. And we'll have to go check that out and see some of those photos. I've seen photos similar to that, but I don't think as vast of what Randy had, for sure. And I've described what I've seen at the border, obviously. Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Bingo Shredded, and your calls, too, 855-266-5283.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
America tonight, after a little poetry, if you will. It's interesting. The one thing that we weigh here a lot is the balance of middle class versus the people who have money, and it's the haves and the have-nots. And boy, the space in between is really starting to be erased. And that's the truth of the matter. And I think that's part of the gist of what I got out of our friend with the great, I'm going to call it poetry because it was really, he said he was going to record it, but it was just terrific and so much truth in between some of those lines for me, at least most of it. And unfortunately, it's all about, you got to stand up. I mean, the more your voice is heard, you know, the more you can possibly still affect change. All right, so we are going to have some fun on this show and we do a thing called Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo. So, Nathan Reeder, how are you?
I'm so good.
I love that. You have such a good attitude. I think that's why I like working with you. I think you're a glasses half full person. Am I right?
I try.
try is good because you're never 100%. I'm the same way. I try. Try is a good answer.
Well, we're only human.
Yeah, we're only human. We're only human. I can't sing, but remember that song?
Yeah.
So check this out. There's a new doll in town. Instead of the Barbie dolls, Miss Perfect, they have an anti-Barbie doll. It's called the Lamidity doll. It's a short, broader brunette version of the idealistic blonde Mattel doll. This doll has moles, cellulite, scars, and pimples that you can apply on the body of the doll. So the toy maker says it's going to be backed by that whole crowdfunding thing. And a lot of people are interested in this, so they think it's going to really take off. Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, the doll isn't bad looking. I don't want to say that. But the doll is just sort of, the doll is not Barbie. And you can de-glam the doll anyway with the things that I just mentioned. So what do you think? Fruits and nuts? You have a daughter, fruits and nuts? Shredded or bingo?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's pandering from the start, but you know, if some people like it, go for it. Shred it.
I like how you say that, pandering, because what are they trying to do? Make money, be the anti of what's successful, than to say, hey, look at us. And then if they sell a zillion of them, then, you know, that's the deal, right?
Yeah.
Try it out in the opposite direction. Although they're not that expensive. I want to say they're like $5.99 or something like that compared to, I don't know what a Barbie is, but I think it's much more.
Oh.
Right, how about, I know. All the things you can get with a Barbie and blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. How about this one? Shred it. How about this one? Flip phones are back. Hipsters are into flip phones. Here's that word, hipsters. So now that everybody's running around getting the iPhone 6 and the Androids and all that kind of stuff, all of a sudden, flip phones are making a comeback. More people, when you look around, are starting to carry a flip phone instead. So how about that? So like Anna Wintour, which who cares, but she's the Vogue magazine editor, so people watch her. She has a flip phone. I'm trying to think of other people. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has a flip phone, blah, blah, blah. So how about that? I mean, you know, a flip phone instead of all this other kind of stuff where you can, you know, pretty much almost treat yourself when you have a cut with an iPhone. The flip phone, I think it's a good thing personally because, you know, it's ridiculous. Apple is like king. Let's get some other things in there.
Aside from, that would be nice to get some competition
cheaper.
And yes, inevitably cheaper because of it. I just like not having the touch screens because I feel like it's more reliable if you have those buttons and not the whole, but you know, I'm just kind of a weirdo like that. So I don't know. Other than that, it's cool that they're coming back and it's fancy, but, let's give it all a chance. Give it all a go, man.
Give it all a go. I like it too. I kind of agree with you. The touchtone screens, it's like everything is computerized. Our cars started to break down more when they were computerized, you know, the parts, the whole thing.
Well, you can't fix them yourself. That's more.
You can't fix them yourself where you could before. Yeah. You could have a car and save ton of money because you could. You're right. Even how we used our windows and everything, and now you're stuck. I mean, you're stuck with the computer. I have a deal on my car of like a Honda, and one of the buttons will come on, and I think, oh, no, this car's not blowing up. It can't blow up. I've done everything I'm supposed to do to it. And when if I go to the guy that I know, he says, oh, no, I just have to turn that off for you. They just put that on there to kind of try to get you to come to the dealer.
Yep.
I'm like, you're kidding. And why? To trick me into going to the dealer? He said, of course. Then you'll panic and think you have to spend hundreds of dollars because you don't want the car to break down.
I'm pretty sure you've probably experienced that with not just that one car you own right now.
Oh, yeah. Where the light comes on and it has nothing to do with anything.
Yep.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, how about this? I just read this the other day. There was a national survey on drug use and health, and it shows that 9 out of 10 people who drink too much, by the way, are not addicts and can change their behavior with little or perhaps a lot of prompting. So most people who drink to get drunk aren't the alcoholics. So they're saying that this survey shows that more can be done to help heavy drinkers cut back.
That's a hard one. I mean, you're talking about the entire substance abuse system.
Well, so they're saying when you see the guy in the bar that's just ripped, you know, you're a musician, you've played in front of people who drink, but, you know, someone's happy and they're just having a few drinks, but there's someone who's just ripped. They're saying usually the person that's ripped is not an alcoholic.
If they're still there at 10 p.m., it's the ones who are going home red-faced at 4 p.m., but, like, have a regular way of getting home because they're going home regularly at that time. Yes, I kind of agree with you. I happen to work at a bar on the weekends, and it's usually the ones that have needed this for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and now that's when they have a chance to do it.
Yep, absolutely.
But
all right, so we agree. Yep. Bingo.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. Both of us bingo on that one. All right, how about this as our last one? I mean, it's ridiculous going to college now. Sometimes you have to weigh, is it worth it? Is it not? That's what people are starting to talk about. Nathan, and the University of California is going to raise their tuition. You know how much it's going to go up? They're going to raise tuition 7.6% over 5 years.
Jeez.
That's ridiculous. Almost 30%. How can these kids afford to go there?
Go to Germany.
Exactly. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Californians go to Germany for college. You can come back and live in California after that.
I mean, really. And to even live in California is so expensive.
Yep.
So the tuition, out-of-state tuition, they would pay $35,000 already, right? They're paying it now. They're saying once all this money kicks in, if you wanted to go out-of-state to go there, it would be $45,000.
YouTube. No, there is a college
university
that is online.
Yeah, there's tons of them. DeVry.
No, the most recent was
Phoenix?
Reported. No, not Phoenix, not the private corporation. It's no money. It's for free. What is the free one?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm going to find that out and make sure everybody.
I will.
In the next hour, okay?
Yeah, because that's definitely shred it for me. Shred it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's ridiculous. I mean, seriously, you can't pay it back. You're in debt up to your eyeballs. And then can you get a job that's going to be where you're going to make enough money where you can survive and pay that money back? I mean, come on. Give me a break. Yo, thanks for listening.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.